Face Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry Broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. Even on a rainy Sunday, I do want to ask you, that when you look around those that you don't see, make sure to pray for them. I know Ella Leah's going through issue there with this, I guess the pandemic is still alive, so let's continually pray for her, and also for Brother Lenroy in his situation, and any others that you may know that are going through something. I'm still a little hot that are going through some things in their life. Let's pray for them. Amen. God's will be done. God's will be done. I am so excited about serving God. Serving God. And you know, the more you get into the Word, the more you get into the Word, the more we learn about our relationship with God. And I want to talk about something this morning. It may not seem, well, it's not deep. It's actually something simple, but it's about the church. God's house. We call it God's house. We see things like, you going to church this week. What church you from? Church, this whole thing of church. We every time we reverence church, we generally we talk about a building or a denomination. But what is this whole matter of church all about? I'm going to start in 1 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 14. I really think we do need some clarity in our moving forward, even in our salvation, as far as the whole ideology of church and serving God and being a part of this with church. We say church of this place. What does God's word say? 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 says this: these things I write to you. This is Paul. He's here in Macedonia, and he's hoping to go to Ephesus, where Timothy is, and he was writing this letter. So, in case he didn't make the journey, Timothy was there in Ephesus, and Paul had intentions of leaving from Macedonia to get there. And in the meantime, he wrote the book, this letter here in Timothy, regarding the church, regarding God's house. And he says here in chapter 3, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourselves in the house of God. And we read this text of scripture, we stop right there, and we hear that how I supposed to act a certain way when I come into the house, into this church, into this building. But we're going to find out that this building in itself is not the church. So we got got it down pat as how I supposed to act when I come in here. There's certain things I'm supposed to do and certain things I'm not supposed to do. You know, a lot of time, you know, you find folks, they change once they leave out of this building and go out into the world. They figure they're not in this house, as we say, God's house, so I can do things totally different. I'm not in the church. So I remember back in the day when they used to reverence, you know, when they passed by the church or the building, you know, they would give respect to the buildings. They were cussing, they'll stop cussing. If they were drinking, they will stop drinking. But what is this about the church? He goes on to say, he said, now, but if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth, and without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed in the world, received up in glory. Great is the mystery of godliness. Great. I really want to talk about our role, not in a church, but as a church. Not in a church, seeing the billing, but as a church. As a church. Because I found out, and over time, we think we've come into a place of the church, but church is not, number one, is not a convenience store. It's not a place where we come to pick up certain things. You know, there's some things I want God to do for me, so I need to come into church and put my order in. It's not a place of convenience. It's not where we want to go when we don't feel like making a trip. Call that convenience, and that's very popular nowadays. We don't even have to come into the building. We don't even have to come anymore. You know, we got self-service. You know, I put in my order. I could go to whatever internet place I want to get the word today. It's a convenience thing. But it's not to take away from the church. There are some people today that are in a position, in a situation where they can't come into the house of the Lord. They can't come into this, per se, this building. I won't say this building, but they can't come in together. Let me say that. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. They can't come in together. They can't come in to fellowship, do whether it's work or whatever the situation may be, whether it's sickness. So their convenience is there. So there is a need sometimes for some convenience, but it's not to take you out of the presence of the other believers. Now, the church Paul is talking about, and when we look at it, the Ecclesiastes is something about us as believers. We've been set apart, number one. It's a place of gathering. The church is a gathering place. It is not a building. Back then when Paul was talking about the church, they didn't have a building that they was in. We nice today. We got all these different edifices we can go to, and we can worship the Lord. We can praise the Lord. We can come together. But back then when the church came together, it wasn't a building. It was a coming together. Whether it was in a house or wherever it was coming together. So when we're talking about church, we're talking about a gathering of believers. A gathering of believers would form a household, God's family. I'm part of God's family. God, the word is oikos. It's called God's house. I know we want to get to the building, but the building is just a place where we come so the church to come together. The building is not the church. This is 6770 South Washington is not the church. It is an edifice that we come to where the church come together. You know, we've seemed to okay, which church you go to? What church you a part of? We just got this thing down to it's just a church is a place where I go. Are you going to church today? When I say I'm going, are we gathering together today? And there's a difference between the church, you know, and a lot of times we say, well, you know, I'm the house of God. No, you're not the house of God. This is God's house. Now, that's why we need to study the word. I know we say we're God's house. We are God's house. I'm going to get into it, but we are God's temple. There's a difference between a temple and a house. Let me go ahead on. Oikos. It does not refer to a building, but a household of God. The household of the church, to the people as a church. The church is a body of people. The church is a body of people. Let me say it again. The church is a body of people who have committed themselves to form a family of people. You know why we the life center? Because we are a family of people worshiping God. We are a family of people worshiping God. We got another family next door to us that gather together to worship God. That building is not the church. The people that's in there is the church. We got another edifice across the street, but that's the family of God. That those families that's in there, they're there to worship God. It's not the building. In the family of God, we have to be a family that is centered around God and His Son. Everything we do is centered around God and His Son. Nothing outside of that. We are centered around God, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are a family. That's how. That's what joined us together. That same blood is running through all of us. Yeah, we family. We all family. We all family. And we have some kinfolk next door. I don't know whether you would call them first cousin or whatever, but we all can. We all connected. We all. The church is not an individual building. If you think it is, Paul writes in Revelation, he writes to seven churches. Not seven buildings. He writes to seven churches. And he writes to the church. He writes to the family. The people that are in that church. Look at Revelation 2. Families, seven families that Paul find himself writing to in Revelation. Revelations chapter 2, verse 2. The angel of the Lord, excuse me. It says here, I know your deeds. I said Paul, but we're talking about where the angels, the letters went out to the seven churches. And the angels right here, he write to a family. Revelation 2:9, he's writing to 2:2, he writes to the church of Ephesus. The people, the family of Ephesus, those in church. Now what they were doing, it wasn't one person and one thing. A lot of times we come to church, we look at one person. It's not one. I don't make up the church. The pastors don't make up the church. The church is a body, it's a family. And we find out here the word going out to the family. He said, I know your deeds. And your toil and your perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put the test to those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. So here we find out that the word is going out here to the family.
Allah. Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know.